Okay, for our final reflection for the year, we've got Rev Steve. Most of you, if not all of you, know him really well. He was our minister here for over 8 years, I think, and is up in Darwin now. But thankfully, he's been able to be preaching for us and encouraging us over Zoom since he's been gone, really. So really thankful to have had him be able to stay in contact with us in such an extended way. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what his year has been like and how he's reflecting on it and looking at what God's done in it. All right, here's Steve.
Hello, everyone. I'm assuming for most of you, 2021 has been a difficult year. With the lockdowns that have happened, perhaps you've been feeling a bit isolated, and not having the opportunity to meet up with family and friends in the way that you normally would. Quite possibly, you've gone through times of anxiety and feeling like you're missing out on something. No matter how difficult things might be, the good news that Christmas reminds us about is that God has come into our world in the person of Jesus, so that we don't need to feel anxious or alone. With Christmas, we have the Father sending his Son to make us sons and daughters of God the Father, members of a great worldwide family where we are loved and protected. So this Christmas, the family that I celebrate the birth of our Saviour with is not just those that I'm related to by birth or by marriage. I'm to celebrate the birth of our Saviour with every member of God's family, especially the ones that God has blessed me to get to know over the years, like you, the members of Horsley Park Christian Church. So, brothers and sisters, we miss you and hope to see you sometime soon. But in the meantime, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and many blessings in the Lord in the new year ahead. So, stay safe and keep on serving the Lord.
Merry Christmas!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Oh, it was really great to see not just Steve, but the whole family as well, and see that they're doing well. And he reminded us of some really important things at the end of this year, that we're all actually one united family through Christ. We're all brothers and sisters. And he reminded us of what we're actually celebrating at this time, and that we actually have a lot to be thankful for, even though it's been a tough year. So for this final reflection time for you guys, I would love you guys to be thinking about what you're thankful for and what you're hopeful for in the coming year. What sort of things have happened in 2021 that you're thankful that God's given you, that you're thankful that God's kind of gotten you through? What kind of gifts have you received unexpectedly from God? And then what are you hoping for in 2022? What kind of big dreams do you have? What have you been praying to God for? I think that'd be a nice way to finish off our last couple of reflections. So share with each other what you're thankful for and hopeful for, and then I'll gather you guys back in probably about 4 or 5 minutes.